You're the first thing I think of when I wake up.
You're listening to BU in the Morning, only on WTBU, the beat of Boston University. Having the best conversations to start your day.
Welcome back to Be in the Morning on WTBU Radio, the beat of Boston University. You can listen at 89.3 FM, 640 AM, BU Cable Channel 6, WTBUradio.org, or the WTBU Android Radio app. Call us at 617-353-6400 and send us requests on Spinatron and follow us on Twitter at BU in the Morning. I'm DJ Felipe here with DJ Sophia, Queen Nikki,
hey.
And Nikki brought in a special guest, so why don't you introduce
yes.
who our guest is.
So today on BU in the Morning, we have King from 98.
That's my name.
Yes. He's a local artist doing his thing, putting Boston on the map.
I'm trying.
No. So I know how this story started with you and music, but could you share for everybody else?
After graduating high school in 2016, I had joined the Army National Guard, and so I was away for basic training basically the whole summer after I graduated. And when I came back, I had started attending school at Salem State,
mm-hmm.
and I befriended these three kids who like just started making music and stuff, and I kind of picked up on it just by being around it so much.
Yeah.
And there was like one day, like they were going to do an open mic and one of the members couldn't make it because he had work. So I was like, I'll do it. Like, so I took his spot, did a show with my friends. It was great. People liked it. And after that, we bought recording equipment and got straight to it.
Yeah.
And I haven't stopped since.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how long has it been exactly you've been doing music?
Year and a half, yeah. maybe.
So it's like, for a year and a half, I think that's really like, it's still, for a lot of people, they're still in that sort of like development stage.
Yeah.
They're still trying to like learn their sound and
yeah.
get their flow down and sort of like experiment with beats. But mm-hmm. you were sort of like, going through everything pretty rapidly, would
yeah.
you say?
I kind of just like, I took a step back real quick before I like fully jumped into being like an independent artist, and I just analyzed like how people did things,
mm-hmm.
From where their sound come from to how it gets produced, like their image, how clean it is. And that's kind of the route I took. I just wanted to take like the cleaner route, do everything that looks professional, sounds professional. So like I took a lot of time like trying to develop my sound. I'm still trying to develop my image and just like the overall look or like energy you bring as an artist. I kind of just really took my time on that so
yeah.
that it comes out the right way.
Awesome. And would you say like it was... I know, like, there were points when you were frustrated.
Yeah.
Like, how often?
It would come, like, every now and then. Like, I kind of put out music that I feel like people will either relate to or they'll just like the way it sounds
yeah.
or, like, what's said. So they, like, end up nodding their head, like, somehow. So, like, it's not like I ever, like, was underrated or, like, not receiving good feedback or, like,
mm-hmm.
wasn't growing. It was more of just like me being a perfectionist. Like I would get down on myself.
Yeah.
Because I would like try to force myself to sound better than I have the knowledge of getting myself to at this point.
Yeah. Cause
like I'm still learning like how to do everything. But like, yeah, all the down times, it was literally just me being too hard on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like I'll show my stuff to other people and they'll be like this is ready to go. And I'm like, nah, it's not good enough.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. So, your family.
Mm-hmm.
How does your family receive your music?
They support it, actually. I thought it was going to be kind of hard to get them to understand it coming from like a military family. Yeah. And like my mom, she's not strict, but she just expects certain things. So like when I started doing music and like I chose hip hop of all genres, she was like, all right, like I support it, like we'll see where it goes, but just like make sure you stay in school.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And then school became too much for me, so I decided to take a year off. Mm-hmm. And like evaluate what I wanted to study and like see if I wanted to change schools or not. And so that's where I'm at right now. And she's comfortable with that, seeing all the growth that I've done in that year and a half.
Yeah. I'm super proud of you also.
Thank
also
you.
Also being like, we're low-key childhood friends.
Yeah.
So like watching the growth has been like super awesome.
She's and like one of my best supporters at that.
So. Listen, I'm from 98. Instagram. Everybody, like, if you know me, like, I have definitely played you a King from 98 song before. And I'm also expecting. I'm still waiting for Brothers to be on Apple Music.
That's going to be in my project. I'm putting that out.
Ooh, tell us about October.
So I decided that I wanted to do a compilation of songs and, like, really show my diversity as an artist and, like, just put out a whole body of work so people know that I could do this, and I could do that. Like, you know, just like, so I have a variety of like listeners. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I titled it October is because October was one of those times when like I was really down on myself. Yeah. Like, so it was like a hard time, and like I almost like gave up doing music. So I was like, let me just filter everything that like I went through in that month and just like put it into a project, and then I'm presenting you like my October.
Yes, I'm super excited for October because it's our birthday month.
Yep. Oh.
Also, fun fact, we're born on the same day.
Same day.
That's so cute. That's adorable.
So what is your favorite track on October?
My favorite track.
Are you allowed to say? Is it out yet? Has it been released?
I put out a preview of this song. It's on my Instagram. I called it Used to This.
Oh, I already know.
And I was basically like in the song, like I was just letting people know that like I'm getting used to like how like the music industry works and like how people operate there and like stuff you'll deal with. So like there's a lot of like fake people you'll run into, and then there's like really cool people who like push you on to different experiences and stuff. And so I was basically just like covering all that and just letting them know like I know everything that's going on, so like don't try to play me.
A lot of people will come out like full force, like I already know what like the music industry is about, when like they have no clue.
You gotta get a full experience.
Smart.
And I we've had conversations before about like your old music.
Mm-hmm.
And you've told me that you kind of like you don't like it anymore.
Yeah, like I'm not really proud of it, because like I was still in like the developing stage, so
mm-hmm.
I didn't have like, when you're doing your own music, like you're your own engineer too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everything is within your control, because only you know what you want to sound like. So you learn all the plugins, you learn all the functions to everything that would bend your voice and like make it perfect to how it sounds on the radio. You just gotta really like dedicate your time to that stuff. So I put my time into that, and it made it like a little bit easier, I guess.
Yeah.
But looking back on my old work, I wasn't proud of it, because I didn't know everything I know now.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, there's a point where like you have to like go through that stuff to like get better. So
it's a good sign of growth that you're not like
I talk about it with my friends, and they're like, you know, like it's just part of the process.
Yeah.
Like practice makes perfect. But like even now, knowing that like I'm better than I was so like 6 months ago.
Yeah, that's something to be proud of.
But like I'm still like just working on it, trying to get better.
Super
super proud of you. Like I really wish like maybe we could have like a little listening party on the break. But like the evolution has really been like super inspiring.
Yeah, I'm just like, that's pretty much like my main goal too. Like in music, I'm hoping to get myself to a point where I can live like a good life, or like get myself to the next step in life, which is my main goal is to be like an entrepreneur, business mogul. So like a music is just a part of that path, but since I've studied it, I realize it's a smart route to take if you know what you're doing. So that's why I decided to jump into it and hope it gets me to the next spot. But
would you ever sign with a record label, or do you think you'd stay independent and do your own sort of thing? I know there's a big like there's a lot of controversy over it, like
It depends on what kind of deal they're offering. Me personally, I would want a strictly distribution deal.
Yeah.
Because like a lot of money that goes into a record deal is paying for studio time, like paying for beats, like booking shows, right, and like all that stuff. Just like little expenses.
Yep.
And then they'll add like an extra lump sum just because that lump sum has to go to your image. Yep. So like you gotta buy expensive cars and stuff. Like,
there's a whole branding expense to everything too. Yeah.
So basically you're not in control of your own money.
Yeah.
So like I don't wanna be in that position. So I'm just like, if I need help from a label, it'll strictly be like promotion and distribution so I can reach a larger audience.
Smart.
Yeah.
I think it's a smart strategy.
So also Deadlock Riot.
Mm-hmm. The team.
Can you tell us a little bit more about them?
So Deadlock Riot, we're just like an artist collective from the north of Boston area. Our range of genres is kind of diverse. Like we have like rock artists, pop artists, more like contemporary, and then like just like crazy hardcore artists. But basically we just all come together and we help each other out. Like we send each other our songs before we release them so that we can give each other feedback. We have a videographer, a photographer, multiple producers, a DJ. So we kind of just get it's kind of like a label because we all do music, but we all have like some other talent as well. Like my talent is engineering, and then someone else's is like making cover art and like stuff like that. So we kind of just come together and like help each other out to make our final projects as best as possible.
That's dope, because like I've seen on your Instagram and on like Deadlock's and Instagram, like there's a lot of collaboration.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of like artists, especially local artists, they don't really like get out there, and they don't really, they're sort of like scared to collaborate with others.
It's kind of like an ego thing. Like that's how I see it. Cause like when I first started, I asked these two local artists from my area who had like, they had their own buzz. So like I went to learn from them. Like I didn't like go straight to them asking like, oh, like I need to work with you, like get you on a song, put it out so that there's attention on it. Like I just took like a different route than most people take, because a lot of people are very like stuck up, like it'll be like their first week into making music and they're already charging people for features, like like stuff like that. So like I take a different route, and like I try to bring artists in that route too, because like now I charge for features, but that's only because I waited so long, built up like a little portfolio of like work that I've done, and now people see that like I bring value to their like their songs, like so, and like I also come with a videographer and a photographer too, so that's media coverage as well. So it's just like a part of a building process. It's all about the knowledge at the end of the day.
Well, what's your favorite part about the music making process?
My favorite part would definitely be mixing the song, listening to it back a few times, and knowing that it's done. Like I listen when I mix a song, like I'll play it on different speakers so that I can get like the full range of what it sounds like. So I'll play it on like a dollar store speakers, and then I'll play it on like the car speaker, go back and forth, and just try to see what's wrong, hear it out, and then just subtract it from the song.
So you did send a track so that we can play on air. No Smoke.
No Smoke.
What was the inspiration?
So before I made the song, I had like writer's block for like 3 weeks, and I just wasn't able to like put out any music. So I met up with my friends. We all got into the studio, and like the second beat I came across was like the beat for No Smoke. It was produced by this kid named Palace. And I didn't think much of it. Like, I didn't think it was going to be a song that I wanted to like really push into promotion. But after getting like the hook down, my friends, they were just giving the input on the song. They were like, yo, like, you should talk about this, like, like, say it like this, like, make it mad hype. And I was like, yeah, like, I just needed like the right vibes around me to like put the song together. So
yeah, awesome. So DJ Felipe,
yes, did you send it?
Yes, I forwarded it
in to the email, or
yes.
Okay, to which email?
To the station app.
Okay, I was like, I don't have Simi, so I didn't know if you sent it. Okay, I should have it here.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So we'll play that, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Awesome. I'm super excited.
Yeah, so you're listening to No Smoke right now.
Fair or small? Safe or go? If you wanna, we can get in my keys and fair or small. On a mission for the digits, my bank is safe or go. Don't throw the money in the mattress, down my dolly, a burn with a barrel. Make it records, it's a hell. I'm chasing my skirts, I'm chasing my barrel. If you wanna, we can get in my knees, ain't fearing no small, oh. On a mission for the digits, my bank is safe, on go, Throw the money in the mattress, stay on my dolly, a burn with a bad. Make it reckless is a habit, chasing my scunnets, I'm chasing my baggage. If you wanna, we can get in my knees, ain't fearing no small, oh. On a mission for the digits, my bank is safe, on go, Throw the money in the mattress, stay on my dolly, a burn with a bad. Making records is a habit, chasing my scunnets, I'm chasing my baggage. Got no time for no randoms, up early for the ransom. Ducking cameras when the fans come, and I ball like Harden, got an A1. Don't need to know what I'm up to, giving room when I come through. Right hand saying fuck you, on the left hand thumbing right through. Hundreds of scunnets and hundreds of bills, ain't getting money off 360 deals. Gavin friends and that's just how I feel. Niggas been faking, they faking it still. Y'all niggas fiending, cup popping them pills. All of these demons and I'm living still. Y'all give me reason to be in the hills. I stack up my commas, my leverage is real. Now these legends wanna sign me. To see you ball is unlikely. The money calling like YV. Now these niggas wanna bite me. See you checking like Nike. Why you niggas gotta try me? Yeah. If you wanna, we can get in my knees, ain't fearing no small, On a mission for the digits, my bank is safe, on go, Throw the money in the mattress, stay on my dolly, a burn with a bad. Making records is a habit, chasing my scunnets, I'm chasing my baggage. If you wanna, we can get in my knees, ain't fearing no small, On a mission for the digits, my bank is safe, on go, Throw the money in the mattress, stay on my dolly, a burn with a bad. Making records is a habit, chasing my scunnets, I'm chasing my baggage.
And we back with King from 98 in the studio.
Okay.
Yes, so you just listened to No Smoke from his album Jaded.
Yep.
Yes. Woo! Ciao. So you dropped Jaded.
Mm-hmm.
And you're dropping October.
Yes. I,
How much more music do you have up your sleeve? I mean, I still get no bands.
I got so much. Like, I can make like 6 songs in a day and have like 3 out of them be like something actually worth listening to, like on repeat. But the only reason why I put out Jaded is because like I felt like I was waiting too long to put out music, and especially because like my sound keeps like evolving to something better each time.
Yeah,
I was like, I just need to put something out. And like the definition of jaded is like bored or like lacking enthusiasm because of too much of something.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was just too much of listening to my own voice and like not being able to share it with other people. So I was like, let me just throw it out there.
So like when you're like driving around, do you like listen to your own music?
I swear I only listen to myself.
I
throw in some Drake and Future and like something like that every now and then.
Yeah. I mean, I totally understand. So if you have a piece of advice for aspiring artists, what would it be?
Can't stress this enough, but like be yourself. Like a lot of people say it, but I feel like they don't explain it when they say it. Like when I say be yourself, it's like do whatever you think is right. Mm-hmm. Because if you have the will to get something done, nothing's gonna distract you from that. Like you could be at your worst, and if you're really focused and you really would like want what you say you want, you're gonna stay true to yourself and like accomplish what you want. So like basically like just block out everybody else's opinions, take charge of yourself, like take charge of your future, and make sure you're completing things, like write things out, like check them off the list and on to the next thing. Like, stay true to yourself.
That whole like checking things off the list, it's pretty satisfying. Pretty satisfying. That's why I needed some satisfaction in my life, so you know, I just cross off just cross things off list. So you said you're performing tonight in Watertown. Give us a little bit more details for our listeners out there.
So the event is called March Madness 4, and it is the fourth annual one of the biggest college parties that happens in our area.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them will be in like Providence and stuff, but this one's right here in Watertown. A lot of people come out from all over, different cities, different colleges. Everybody just comes out and they have a good time.
Awesome.
And they had blessed me with giving the opportunity of being able to perform there, because like it's a large group of people. So like getting a bunch of like teenagers, like just people, the youth, in one spot and like being able to perform your music for them, mm-hmm. is really good for building yourself up.
So how is performing in front of so many people, like is there like an adrenaline rush?
Like, it's always better when you have your friends around you, like as hype man, just like getting everybody hyped, getting the mood right. But like, it's never any bad feelings for me, at least. Like I'm used to performing. I've been like performer since I was in seventh grade, performing for like thousands of people at a time. So now when I do it, it's just like I got my friends with me. Like I'm ready to go.
So it like literally just feels like a party.
It's so fun.
That's awesome. And like, I've seen all your music videos. How, like the process of like doing a music video, like what happens behind the scenes?
So as of lately, we haven't done like a lot of directing.
Mm-hmm.
There's two videos that we actually put a little bit of directing into, and that was the Brothers video. And then the other videos unreleased as of right now. But all the other ones before, it was kind of just like rounding up everybody who like supported me, getting them in one spot, and like I'm performing my song in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to give like, you know, like where our best fits, like get everybody's personality, everybody in there. And like for me, when I do my videos, it's always not just about me. Like, I make sure like I highlight my friends who have different talents. So like Jerry, he can dance, so I make sure I get him in the videos, people knowing him. So like if he wanted to jump into some type of art and like monetize it, he could be on Instagram making dance videos and like charging people like $20 for promotion on his story if he builds his, like a good enough career out of it. So I try to like put everybody in like winning positions.
That's awesome.
Is Nikki ever going to be featured on one of your songs?
She is, actually.
Oh, really?
In a video.
We're working on the song part. I need to get a vocal coach.
Me too.
But like, Honestly, like, I'm super excited. I got a couple videos I want to be in.
He wants to be like the like angry ex-girlfriend role. And, like,
not, definitely like, gotta get some acting.
Like,
in
she
there.
Wants to be like Carrie Underwood in Before He Cheats. Like, yeah. Yeah, like if it's a story, if there's a story about it, she wants to be like
she wants
the
to be
main
the
character. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, right? No, I'm super, super excited to be in one of his videos. Okay. Oh, I'm so annoyed.
Watch him put you in like extra number 5.
Yeah. You'll be in it.
No, no, no. King knows better.
Just, like, have your face. Like my hand.
Wait,
that
is that Mickey? I think
she's
I
like
just
a
saw
tree.
Her.
Shoot, I'll take any. I'll take anything, honestly. You gotta start somewhere, right?
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Okay, so we have, do we have like an idea of when you're gonna drop October?
Well, I'm going to LA in April, and I'm definitely gonna be shooting some videos out there, getting some photography done as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal right now could be late April or early May.
Woo.
But I will be dropping music in between, so
awesome.
I'll be satisfying nice. People
yeah, where can
who,
people find yeah, your music?
I'm on all platforms. You just look up King from 98. I'll pop up everywhere. I'm on YouTube, yeah. Any media and outlet you can think
yeah.
of.
And then like all your social media, your like Instagram, Twitter, you're all
yep,
on
everything's
that?
The same.
Okay.
Good. King from 98. Listen.
That's me.
Listen.
Yeah.
Follow him on Instagram, Twitter. You preview a lot of your music on your Instagram stories, which
yeah.
is
like I like to throw in a little something, make someone's day better to like have something to look forward
yeah.
to.
Yeah, I feel it. So thank you. I want to say thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank
appreciate
you
for
yeah. joining us on
yes.
this Friday.
Yes.
Yes. Friday morning.
Woo! It is Friday.
I know,
I
finally.
So happy.
Yeah.
Woo.
And if you're out in the Boston area and it's anyone or is it 21 plus this event?
Oh, it's any age.
Any age. Go out to check out March Madness 4 in Watertown and listen to King Live.
Yes.
Do you go by King or King from 98 or like
My friends like they kind of switch it up like
okay.
they just call me King or like they'll just be like 98 like just something quick like
yeah. But yeah you can get listen to him live in Watertown tonight.
Yes,
I'll Woo. Be there.
Yes, and we'll like tweet at you after the show and like Simeon will upload the interview part of this conversation and yeah so
yeah
Nikki any last questions?
No.
No.
Any closing remarks?
Yes.
If you're not watching right now, you will be soon.
All right.
Nice.
I like that.
There
yeah.
you go.
That's all I can say.
Yeah.
I want to use that too.
I don't even have anything cool to promote. I'm just gonna say that.
Yeah. It's like, but do you have a song that you'd like us to close out the show with? Either one of yours or. Like we can play No Smoke again.
Yeah, that,
yeah, we'll do
that's
that.
Good. That's
until
what I'm pushing right now.
Yeah, so we'll be back next Monday for View in the Morning. Nikki will join us Monday and Wednesday or
Wednesday.
I'll
be here on Wednesday.
Wednesday, and then Sophia, we'll see you on Friday unless
Woo.
F gets her.
Yes,
stalker.
She says next words carefully.
Gets stalked by the animal serial killer.
By the
oh yeah, that's true. Okay.
yeah. No, but we hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah,
me
too.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Until then, we're BU in the Morning, and we'll close out with No Smoke. Stay tuned for Goosewives coming up next.
Fan or small, safe and go. Feel no small, on a mission for the digits, my bank is safe, I'm gone, I threw the money in the mattress, down my dolly, I burn with a barrel, making records is a hell, I'm chasing my skull, I'm chasing my barrel, if you want it, we can get it, my ain't fearing no small, on a mission for the digits, my bank is safe, I'm gone, throw the money in the mattress, stay on my dolly, a burn with a bad, making records is a habit, chasing my skin, I'm chasing my baggage, if you want it, we can get it, my ain't fearing no small, on a mission for the digits, my bank is safe, I'm gone, throw the money in the mattress, stay on my dolly, a burn with a bad,
Mega records is a habit. Chasing my scunnets, I'm chasing my baggage. Got no time for no randoms. Up early for the ransom. Ducking cameras when the fans come. And I bought like hard and got an air one. Don't need to know what I'm up to. Giving room when I come through. Right hand saying fuck you on the left hand thumbing right through. Hundreds of scunnets and hundreds of bills. And getting money off 360 deals. Having friends and that's just how I feel. Niggas been faking, they faking it still. Y'all niggas fiending, cup popping them pills. All of these demons and I'm living still. Y'all give me reason to be in the hills. I stack up my commas, my leverage is real. Now these labels wanna sign me. To see you ball is unlikely. The money calling like YV. Now these wanna bite me. See you checking like Nike. Why you niggas gotta try me? Yeah. If you wanna, we can get money. This ain't fair, no small. On a mission for the digits, my bank is safe on go. Throw the money in the mattress, stay on my dolly, a burn with a bad. Making records is a habit, chasing my scunnets, I'm chasing my baggage. If you wanna, we can get it, my niggas ain't fair, no small. On a mission for the digits, my bank is safe on go. Throw the money in the mattress, stay on my dolly, a burn with a bad. Making records is a habit, chasing my scunnets, I'm chasing my baggage.